desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Wednesday, October 30th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those markers are in for the podcast. You can listen on demand anytime. Just go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. You can listen to the show on demand anytime. Yesterday, MERS News Service gave quote of the day to a State House Democrat candidate, Shadia Martini, while appearing on another radio show. This person made this statement: "People just take democracy for granted. And I'm here to tell you, tell them, don't do it. Because we can't lose our democracy. It's happened before. All you have to do is read history. It happened elsewhere, and it can happen here." End quote. And the talk show host let them get away with that statement. I have said for years, I have studied this issue. I have read the Constitution. We do not have a democracy in America. We don't have a democracy in Michigan. We have a constitutional republic. Now, I found from 13 years ago, back in 2011, a libertarian candidate for president put out a video that I'm going to play for you right now. This explains it all. And I apologize for the sound quality. It was the way it was recorded. I'm going to play it the best I can.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government. That is a summary of my report on a constitutional republic, not a democracy. The full report after a message from my sponsor.
Now, one thing you have to understand, that this report absolutely goes on to say, and I'm not going to play the whole 11 minutes of it, but basically points out from a historical point of view, from our Declaration of Independence, where we fought the Revolutionary War, won, and gained our independence from Great Britain, to the Founding Fathers then looking at each other and saying, okay, now what do we do? at the time, all the colonies being individual states, not one United States of America, one country, was facing all kinds of issues and problems. Each state had to enter into a trading treaty with foreign countries. All of them were creating their own currency. Some not willing to accept currency from neighboring states. How do you provide for the common defense as far as a militia or an army? How do you get the cohesiveness of a country with individual states acting as their own countries? They had to create a federal government. There was arguing. There was debate. These very well-educated founding fathers, knowing world history, looking at all the previous societies, the Greeks, the Roman Empire, they looked at it all and said, we need to come up with a constitutional republic, representative government, by and for the people. Allow those elected officials to go and represent the population they get elected to represent. A democracy requires the people to be informed, engaged about policy and lawmaking and voting to enforce these laws on themselves. We don't do that. We all have jobs, businesses to run. We elect our representatives to represent us at the local level, school board races, county boards, state representatives, state senators, U.S. congressmen, U.S. senators, and president of the United States. We want them to do the legislative situations that need to be addressed, dealt with, not us individually. We do not have a democracy. When they say that, you need to stand up and speak out. That's a lie. We don't have a democracy. If I would have been the radio talk show host interviewing this candidate for state house, I would have called him out on it. But this particular host didn't do that. MERS News Service gave them quote of the day. They don't get it. Why? Because exactly what Dan Smoot said in that video. They have changed the language. By repeating this lie long enough, repeatedly enough, they have changed our thinking about this word and about our government. You have to understand something. This is without a doubt an agenda of the left to basically redefine our thinking when it comes to what form of government we have. You have to understand that, folks. It's that simple. You have to understand it. You need to stand up and educate people. Retrain their thinking to understand we do not have a democracy. We have to counter this because, like Dan said in the video, ultimately, you know what this leads to? Dictators. Once you go down the slippery slope of getting away from a constitutional republic to a democracy, it leads to socialism, it leads to communism, and it leads to dictators. Which we do not have, and God willing, we will never have in the United States of America. But if we allow our young people, especially our young people, to believe this rhetoric where they're trying to change the meaning of government in our country and convince the young kids that we are, in fact, a democracy, we're on the road to serfdom. We are on the road to being basically puppets told what to do by a dictator. All your rights, Bill of Rights, First Amendment, Second Amendment, all of them will be thrown in the trash can. And this could happen, folks, within our lifetime. That's how close we are to losing this constitutional republic. I firmly believe if Kamala Harris gets elected president next Tuesday, this will all be put on a fast track. How are they going to do that? It's very simple. You make Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. a state. We end up with 52 states in America. Both Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico could very easily add 4 U.S. senators as Democrats to the U.S. Senate. They can erase the Republican majority if the Republicans win next Tuesday, the majority. They could easily replace it with Kamala Harris, president, pushing for statehood for Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. Her next bucket list item, things to do, you've heard it in the TV commercials. She's going to expand the number of Supreme Court justices. Currently, they have 9. Donald Trump appointed 3 of the 9, giving conservative rule of law justices the majority in currently the United States Supreme Court. If she wants to raise it to 13 or 17, she would appoint her choices to fill those seats, giving them a liberal Supreme Court permanently and forever. Why do I say forever? Because these young left-leaning Supreme Court justices will be there for decades and fundamentally change America. Final segment, hour number 2. We'll be right back.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Deb wants that video. I will text it to you. Just text me the word Republic. Dan Smoot, S-M-O-O-T, is on YouTube. Constitutional Republic. He goes into the full historical explanation of how foreign socialists in 1937 and in 1944 started planting this seed of democracy to be used by the left so that they could slowly but surely start eroding public thinking about our constitutional republic. It's Dan Smoot, S-M-O-O-T, number, let's see, I want to say 556. This Smoot, Dan Smoot report. Yes, Dan Smoot, S-M-O-O-T, number 556, a republic, not a democracy. You can find it if you just go to YouTube and search. Deb, I'll copy the link and text it to you. If you would like it, text me Republic. One of the things you have to understand, is the process. The process is over time. Adolf Hitler said this. If you tell a big lie long enough with full conviction, people eventually will start believing the lie. And that's exactly what they are doing. I just got a text message from Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig. Do any of you guys know tree trimmers or people who can remove trees? At the new south location, he needs some trees removed for parking. So if you guys know of a tree trimmer or know of somebody who does tree service, text me their name and phone number, and I'll forward it to Ian Murphy. Greatly appreciate that. Today, he is being inspected by the Liquor Control Commission. Hopefully, those inspections go well, and they approve his license transfer. Trying to get the new location opened, hopefully, here by the middle of November. But in the meantime, he needs to remove some trees. So if you know anybody in the Gaylord area or close by that does that type of work, text me their name and number, and I'll forward it to Ian. See, the thing you have to understand, what this show does, what you listen to this show, you get informed, engaged, educated. You need to become a storyteller. You need to share the information. You need to share this information to counter the misinformation that the left is putting out there. I've been standing up and speaking out every single time I'm at a public event and I hear a candidate or a speaker mention the word democracy. That's a lie. Well, that gets their attention. What's a lie? We don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. Not going to let you get away with saying we are a democracy. There's signs. Democrats have signs in their yards this year, this election cycle. We stand for choice, freedom, and democracy, or whatever the words are. But democracy's on there. It's a bald-faced lie. You need to stand up and start telling people this so that they understand, and maybe, just maybe, we can start countering this bald-faced lie, this false narrative. You do that, you're going to help get the word out. One of the things you have to look at, folks, is educating people over the next 6 days. Over the next 6 days, you've got to do this. Why? Because maybe, just maybe, by you approaching them, educating them, that may motivate them to get out and vote when otherwise they may not vote this year. They don't like Trump. They don't like Harris. So why bother? I don't care about the U.S. Senate. I don't care about the Congress. I don't even care about the state house seats. The Republicans are unopposed in most races or have a very weak challenger on the Democrat side. Well, you have to make the decision how important it is to get this information out in the next 6 days. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays.